God created man free and responsible. Once having created all other things, God created man, Adam and Eve, from whom we all descend. God continues in a special way to create all members of the human race. God forms the body with the cooperation of the parents, but creates the soul out of nothing and infuses it into the body. The soul is everlasting and gives life to the body. All this means that each one of us has been individually created by God. He has thought of each one of us and has loved us from all eternity. And as a consequence of this love, He has created us, body and soul. Furthermore, as the Bible says, He has created us in His image and likeness. What is man? For what reason has God created us? How are we to believe? These are the kinds of questions we ask ourselves. This lesson looks into the answers. God created man with body and soul. The book of Genesis tells us that God formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. With these simple words, God is telling us that he formed man out of a pre-existing substance and then from nothing. He directly created an individual soul and infused it into the body. Since then, since the creation of Adam and Eve, the human body has been generated by the parents, but each individual human soul is infused into the body as the result of the direct intervention of the Creator, just as it was in the beginning. In God's image and likeness. An artist is reflected in his art. Even if his work is unsigned, it can be said who did it, because the artist's unique personality is reflected in his work. Man is created in God's image. Let us see how God's image is reflected in man. The dignity of the human person. Since man is created in the image and likeness of God, each member of the human race is raised to the dignity of person. Man is not just something, he is somebody. Man is the only one of all earthly creatures whom God loves for and in himself. Each man and woman is called to participate in the divine life by means of growing in the knowledge and love of God. This is the purpose for which we were created. And this is the basis of our dignity. Man is an intelligent being. Animals do not have the ability to think, but man has the God-given capacity to think and to express thoughts through words. Human intelligence is a reflection of God's intelligence. Animals praise God without any understanding of the fact. When man praises God, he knows and reflects on what he is doing. Man is a free being. Animals are ruled by their instincts. Man can choose between good or evil. He can decide for himself whether or not to observe God's commandments. God has granted man the capacity to choose freely. He has willed that we be free in order that we might choose the good. And because of this, man is personally responsible for his use of the gift of freedom which God has given him. God is Lord and Sovereign of the universe. God placed us on the earth so that we might govern and rule over it. This is a stewardship which makes us participants in God's power. Man is made in the image of God above all because of the gift of sanctifying grace. Among all the benefits God has given us, sanctifying grace, which is granted with baptism, is what most makes man reflect the image and likeness of God. Grace allows us to participate in God's nature, elevating us to the dignity of the sons of God. Different but equal. God created them male and female. Men and women were created equal as human persons, but with morphological differences and psychological peculiarities. To be male or female is something willed by God. Men and women are both created in the image and likeness of God and hold the same dignity. Man is responsible for his acts. Matter cannot be counted responsible. After an earthquake, we cannot ask the earth why the quake took place. An earthquake occurs as a consequence of physical laws. Animals are not accounted responsible. If a horse kills its owner with a kick when the owner tries to heal a wound, the horse is not responsible because the horse does not know what it does. The horse acts, moved by instinct only. Only man is responsible for his actions. When we come home and are asked what we have done during the day, we respond by describing the specific activities that we had engaged in. We are responsible for what we have done because we could have done something else. To do always the will of God. We are called upon to pursue the will of God always and in everything we do. God's commandments, the commandments of the church, the obligations deriving from our age and condition show us what we are supposed to do for God, for others, and for ourselves. There are times when it isn't easy to know what God asks us in any particular situation. In this case, God helps us through those persons who have God's grace to guide us. These persons are our parents, educators, and the priests to whom we usually go for confession. The latter is especially well suited because he knows us well. If we get used to making an examination of conscience, brief but thorough, at the end of the day, we'll know whether or not we are doing the will of God. Resolutions for Christian life. Give thanks to God, who has created us and looks after us with his loving providence. Above all, take advantage of Holy Mass, which is an infinite act of thanksgiving. Be very sincere when going to confession and in the examination of conscience at night.